First of all, I believe that God does want us to be blessed, but not if we can't handle it right. And therein is the problem. That is the problem.
Tony, what would be the story you'd like to share with us, sir?
Hindu extremists have filed a counter-complaint of forced conversion against two Christian women who had lodged rape charges against Hindu villagers in Madhya Pradesh state. The women had filed the charge on May 31st after being gang-raped in the village of Nadia May 28th, after the husband of one refused to deny Christ.
I want you to realize that words are containers for power, and they carry either creative or destructive power. We need to be very careful about the words of our mouth.
Villagers had beaten up Valkyra Barella, the husband of one of the victims, and took him forcibly to a village about 2 kilometers from Nadia, where the village court gathered and asked him to forsake Christianity. He refused to give in to their demands, so the village head warned that he should move out of the village and told villagers that they could feel free to rape Christian women. That night, 3 men went to Barella's house, dragged his wife to nearby bushes and raped her, while 2 other Hindu villagers went to the house of Garicia Barella, also a Christian, dragged his wife into the front lawn and raped her there.
First of all, I believe that God does want us to be blessed, but not if we can't handle it right.
A group of Christian men remain in great danger today after escaping from a military prison camp in Eritrea, where they were held in metal containers for refusing to abandon their faith in Christ. At least 5 of the 15 Christians who escaped from the camp died, apparently because of a lack of water, as they fled towards the desert. Human rights groups estimate there are at least 1,800 Christians imprisoned for their faith in Eritrea.
You may have a lot of problems in your life today, but you got to look beyond where you are. You got to look out through your eyes of faith and start seeing yourself happy and healthy.
They say that many are held in camps or metal containers where temperatures can increase to 140 degrees during the day. And to the freezing
First
point
of all,
at night.
I believe that God does want us to be blessed, but not if we can't handle it right.
According to Open Doors, the only crime these jailed Christians is often that they participated in a Bible study group, prayed with someone at home, or were singing Christian songs.
See, that's what can happen when you refuse to compromise. That's what can happen when you take that high road and do what you know is right. Not only is it going to do you good, but many times God will use that to cause other people to come up high.
The little boy, Andrew Maimon, the Muslims shot him 5 times through the stomach and left him on a sidewalk simply because he cried out, "I am so afraid, but I can not deny Jesus Christ. Please don't kill me, but I will not deny him." And he died in a pool of blood.
What you say is what you get. The Bible says we can call those things that be not as though they are.
Hey kids, speak to your piggy bank, you big piggy bank full of money. Speak to your cookie jar, you big cookie jar full of cookies. You've never been so full of cookies in your life before.
We come with good news, knowing that God has great things in store for the people that love him.
Please don't kill me, but I will not deny him.
If you will do your part and not give in to the pressures around you, I can promise you this. God will promote you. He will pour out his favor.
The Muslim shot him 5 times through the stomach, and he died in a pool of blood. And I want you to know that when you take a look at American Christianity, it is based more upon a godless culture than it is upon the Word of God.
I don't mean this to be rude, but sometimes we have people show up either at work or in meetings, and I'm thinking, did you just not look at yourself today, or what's the problem here? You know, like somebody will come and their clothes look like they've been in the dryer all night. You know how when you heat them up and you leave them in the dryer and then they come out with these permanent wrinkles all over, and it's like, I mean, we've had to send people home from work to iron their clothes. I mean, I shouldn't have somebody working in a ministry and have to tell them to go home and iron their clothes.
You see, that's what can happen when you refuse to compromise.
Please don't kill me, but I will not deny it.
If we can't handle it right.
He died in a pool of blood.
I mean, we've had to send people home from work to iron their clothes.
Metal containers for refusing to abandon their faith in Christ.
Want us to be
gang raped in the village of Nadia May 28th. After the husband of one refused to deny Christ.
But not if we can't handle it.
The Muslim shot him 5 times through the stomach.
You live that life of victory that God has in store for you. Amen. How many of you receive it this morning? Amen.
The Anglican priests in Nigeria out of their comas after crowds of traditional animists reportedly beat them nearly to death.
Tests come frequently in life. Passing the test is the pathway to promotion.
24-year-old Sahar Muhammad Shafi has fled her home, the city of Karachi, with her husband and 2 young daughters after being attacked and raped for changing her faith.
He wants you to be a success in your business. He wants you to look successful, speak successful. successful. Be successful. God is a success in us. Amen.
According to Pakistan's top cleric, if a state is truly Islamic, it would have to kill the apostate.
Did you just not look at yourself today, or what's the problem here?
If you're ever in the Houston area, I hope that you'll stop by and see us. I promise you this, we'll make you feel right at home. But thank you so much for tuning in today.
It is based more upon a godless culture than it is upon the Word of God.